Welcome the board and anybody that may be on Zoom to our Friday, September 16th meeting. Would you all join me in pledge allegiance to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item, we discussed at our last meeting that we were going to try to go over our audit report a little bit and see what deficiencies we needed to get on and which ones were typically already completed, right?
Yeah.
And you had a pretty good idea of some of those. I did make some highlights.
We do have we just have another audit. The audit report's going to be coming in here soon. They just filed, it's something with the DRA, so I should be seeing it within the next month.
Some of these are easy to fix.
Yeah.
Like securing the blank check.
That's already done.
That's done.
Okay.
It's locked between, you know, there's a locked door there, there's a locked door up in the accounting office.
And the purchasing.
And it's locked in a locked cabinet.
That's an easy one. I mean, annually, we just gotta.
Oh, go over it.
Go over it.
Investment policy.
Yeah, we can bring that to a meeting and update that.
You know, the review and reaffirmation of the town policies. I mean, that's a big job right there, just to go through them.
All of them.
We did that a couple of years ago.
Yes.
We have a lot of policies.
Well, we're trying to do a couple of months, remember?
What has been done over $10,000 that hasn't gone out for a competitive bid?
I am not sure. I would have to.
I know, I caught that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless it was something at the Smith Memorial Building.
There hasn't been anything recently, at least since I've come back. I don't recall.
Because I'm sure the roof up the hill was. Those repairs, I bet you that was pretty expensive.
I mean, maybe the ambulance, or how much was the ambulance?
So what are you talking about?
The purchasing policy.
Yeah.
Anything over $10,000 going out to bid. I'm trying to think of what has happened that's been over $10,000.
That was a budgeted item put in by them, so I don't know if that.
The highway department purchases salt. We never go out to bid for salt.
No.
We don't go out to bid for hot top.
That's true.
We don't go out to bid for these contractors that are going to spend the winter with us. I mean,
I don't think we want.
When you start going out to bid, you have to have bid specifications. You have to have somebody to monitor the whole program.
Yeah, you have to.
You're going to lose money.
So maybe we change our policy or whatever.
I should think so.
Yeah.
With exceptions to whatever, just add a line.
Right, no, because it's the process of it. You have to pick your three and then you have to.
Right, and then it's going to be.
A schedule of,
we have really good relationships with some vendors. And
I'm a firm believer in that marriage, you know?
I agree. When you start putting stuff out to bid, it's a race to the bottom.
Right.
So why don't we look at that policy and see if we can just add a line?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there are exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
Let's look at it and see if we can.
Okay.
What else?
I believe years ago, when I was on once before that, we had a similar agreement that, you know, if the board chose to go out there, but there was nothing that required us to.
Right.
Maybe for the one-time stuff, but the recurring stuff we buy every year.
But how many things are over $10,000? I mean, besides road things that are over $10,000?
Not many.
Well, like Patrick said, maybe the roof on the thing, but.
Maybe the trustees did get three quotes.
They did. I mean,
I believe they did.
Right.
Well, we know they got more than one.
When we're doing the paving out here, we got a couple of bids. Remember replacing the brick? I can remember getting them at that point.
Yeah, we did on that, yeah.
So no, I'm not, you know, and I think the roofing we did too. We did the roof.
Yeah, I guess we did.
And I think it does say preference to Candia or local businesses or something in the policy already, so.
What about this $11,274 maintenance fee under MS-9?
And I question that. Isn't that why we pay for our licenses? Isn't there some sort of security built into?
What's the MS-9 doing?
MS-9. MS-9 is not one that, Oh, we've got all kinds of MS forms.
I was just going to say MS-4, MS-3.
I don't know. This one. to be, capital gains are not being reported.
That must be something the trustees and the trust funds.
Fund accounts, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, I'll bet that's something, when they start talking about the increase in the principal portion of a permanent funds account.
Yeah, I can talk to
those are changes to your basis in the account.
Right.
Yeah. I bet it goes back to the trustees and the trust fund.
Yeah.
Recognize the change in fair market value due to the sale of assets.
Yeah.
Now, that's the trustee of the trust funds. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to pay 11 grand a year to maintain that thing?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Why?
That's an awful high maintenance.
That must be for the accountants.
I would have to, I can reach out to the auditors on that one.
Who's the woman who used to do it? Didn't she just leave?
Yes.
Not Hoff. I know. If I didn't ask you, you'd know. She just left.
Yeah.
Boy.
She did. She did it for years, too.
Yes. Are we doing anything with this?
Yeah.
We're going to have to discuss it.
Or non-public.
No. No. I think we can go public on that. That's not a.
You're going over this first.
We're not going to be discussing a whole lot that requires non-public. Just going to accept it and.
Accept it.
Okay. And probably direct Andrea on how to move forward here.
I'll leave this here.
And other matters, some of those accounting statements,
right.
accounting board requirements are so esoteric. I don't think anybody here could understand them.
No.
So I think we just let that one go until it becomes a problem.
I like that. Let's not read more into it, right?
Right, right. I mean, you could get carried away with it, so.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it looks like what they said was, these are some of the suggestions they had, but nothing was really critical.
Oh, if we had critical, they'd let us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That would definitely be.
And you know, that $20,000 we paid to Plazek and Sanderson, it's important for what they didn't find.
Right.
Any fraud, any misappropriation of money.
Right. That's
okay.
The bottom line.
That's what we're looking for the $20,000.
It's a $20,000.
This is just a dessert.
It's a $20,000 insurance policy.
That's right.
Well, this here basically just lets us know that they're doing something.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It's like the IRS, they always find something.
They find something to write down, right?
Right. So library fund, we ought to send the trustees of the Smith Public Library this one right here. And notice that, you know, that one on the bottom of page 2, library fund general ledger, and have them kind of integrate their accounting with ours.
Right.
Should that go to the... To the trustee, library trustees,
and
not Heidi, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Don't send it to Heidi. Well, you could, and she'll give it to the
trustees. Just to the trustees,
you copy
right?
Her if you want, but yeah.
That's an easy one to fix right there.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at the purchasing policy, huh?
We're going to look
bring
at.
That. All right. We can do that in the next meeting.
And the transfer station deposits.
That's brought forward. They bring those checks in on a weekly basis.
When he turns in the time slips, right?
I'd assume at that point, sometime they're here. That's it, you know.
Well, reading this, it sounds like they haven't been coming in.
This came up, and that's been corrected.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, and I was going to say probably it wasn't. Maybe they found. A couple times
old ones or something. Yeah.
Something, but that was no. Chuck has got that. That's not.
Yeah, this is October 2021.
Right.
Yeah.
So some of these.
So we were still in COVID then. So.
Right.
So that's.
Yeah, well, you should be getting the report. I would think the next month.
I didn't read anything that was super serious to get nervous over.
Right, so we're done with that.
Yeah. All right.
And Dean thought it started at 3, so he wasn't. He's not in.
Well,
here.
Originally
so,
working on
it.
It is 3.
It is 3.
We're just going to do anything else we can.
Okay. But I've looked at numbers a hell of a long time. I've never seen a minus 3 million.
All right, I'm going to bring up another thing here. September 16, 2022, Town of Candia, Andrea Hansen. This is a letter of resignation. Dear Andrew, this letter is to inform you that I will resign from my position as accounts payable specialist effective October 14th, 2022. It has been my pleasure to work for the town over these couple of years. I appreciate the opportunity to work alongside Donna Becker, who taught me so much. Going forward, I wish nothing but the best for the town and its citizens. Signed, Jessica Tangray.
Can we not accept that?
Yeah. Well, whatever good that would do, but...
Very, very...
Couple things. First, I'd make a motion to accept the resignation.
I guess I'll be the dirty one to make that motion to accept her resignation with much regret.
I guess you'll have to second that.
Boyd second it.
So if you want to talk on it, we'll talk on it.
We will. After we take the vote, all in favor of the accepting
Russ.
Resignation.
Yeah. Boyd, Sue would regret.
Sue says no.
Yeah, well.
I don't accept it.
With deep regret. Deep regret.
Okay.
Brian? I don't accept it without having some sort of an explanation. There's got to be a reason, and if there's a reason that we can fix, I'd like to try to...
I agree with you, Patrick.
Try to fix that.
What's the reason?
Your vote then?
I don't know. But there's got to be a reason.
Well,
if it's something that we can fix, I think
we should get into that and find out.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll go with Patrick. I'll change my vote to not accept it. And I'd like a meeting with Jessica.
Yeah, she's coming down. She's going to sit in
this. She'll be
down. This.
You know,
is she up there now? Okay.
Yeah, I think if we're going to do that, it's non-public.
So the board wants to wait?
Can we table this?
I'll resend my motion.
Okay. So we won't put any motion.
So we're not accepting that, but she is going to be given
we're
going to
table
week,
it.
So.
Table
okay.
it.
So that works. Yeah,
my
I would just like to have some discussion on it with her and find out.
I agree.
If there's something that we can fix.
That works for you, Brian?
Yeah.
To table it?
If she comes down now, we could do it.
Or non-public.
Non-public for 15 minutes.
Do you want me to go grab her?
If you can.
Well, is she busy doing stuff to do with this?
No, I put this together. She helped me a little bit yesterday because I was getting down to crunch
time. Can you
not
close the door?
So it's all done. It's ready to go. It's,
okay.
So she's just, I'm going to have her in here so she, well, A, get used to doing it, and B, to work the numbers as we were. You know.
All right, we'll see if we can get her down here.
Wait, thinking
that's a good
option
idea.
We could do.
There's got to be, I don't know, maybe there isn't.
Poor Andrew.
Yeah.
This is, okay,
you want me to shut that off? Or
yeah. I'm going to go to non-public, I think.
So I'm just going to mute it and
okay.
Pause
it. Is there anybody on it?
Let's vote to go in non-public, though.
I move to go into non-public under RSA for personal.
Recording stopped.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Did you get that?
Russ.
No, I didn't.
Sue?
What were you saying?
I mean, I move to
go into non-public.
What's the notice that's going to have